thank you for being with us again this morning for Central Moments. And I am so happy to have spent these days with you this week. I'm grateful to Pastor Jim for giving me the opportunity to do so. He will be back with you next week. God bless you as we look into the life of Samuel. Remember that we have been talking yesterday and the day before yesterday. Actually, we need to go all the way back to Wednesday, to the great battle that took place between Israel and the Philistines. I would just remind you that in one experience, Israel lost 30,000 troops in a massive battle slaughter. The Ark of the Covenant was captured. Eli, their high priest, actually fell off of a chair, broke his neck, and died. His two sons were killed in battle. One of his sons' wife went into early labor and died in childbirth right after naming her child Ichabod, meaning the glory of the Lord is departed. That name and its definition could not be bettered to show the despair and the depths to which the nation of Israel had sunk in that moment. Let's look at our scripture today in chapter 7, beginning with verse number 2. Then all the people of Israel turned back to the Lord. So Samuel, and remember, he's our miracle baby. So Samuel said to all the Israelites, "If you are returning to the Lord with all your hearts, then rid yourselves of the foreign gods and the Ashtoreths and commit yourselves to the Lord and serve Him only, and He will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines." And that verse summarizes Samuel's counsel. In fact, the next verse summarizes Samuel's counsel. So the Israelites did what he counseled them to do. They put away their Baals and their Ashtoreths, and they determined to serve the Lord only, to serve the Lord uniquely, and to follow God's laws. Reading on in verse number 7, when the Philistines heard that Israel had assembled at Mizpah, the rulers of the Philistines came up and did what they liked to do a lot, attacked them. When the Israelites heard of it, they were afraid because of the Philistines. And they said to Samuel, "Do not stop crying out to the Lord our God for us, that He may rescue us from the hand of the Philistines." Our miracle baby is now about 50 years of age. There is a new attack by the Philistines about to take place against Israel. Under Samuel, in this moment, we do not see them running to Shiloh to move the Ark of God out to the battlefield again. Rather, we find them thrusting themselves into the arms of the Lord by telling Samuel, "Don't stop praying. Don't stop calling on the Lord for us," and surrendering to Him and trusting in Him. And listen to the aftermath in verse 10. While Samuel was sacrificing the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to engage Israel in battle. But that day the Lord thundered with loud thunder against the Philistines and threw them into such a panic that they were routed before the Israelites. What a contrast to that previous tragic battle. And in verse 12, Samuel did something very important, both for himself and his testimony and his leadership, and for Israel. Then Samuel took a stone and set it up between Mizpah and Shen. He named it Ebenezer, and the meaning of Ebenezer, "Thus far the Lord has helped us." It's not a memorial that he erected to himself, Samuel, nor to his charisma, nor to his skills, nor to his work. He erected a memorial to the Lord, his God, and the God of Israel. Notice the incredible journey from the depths of despair, moving a dying mother to name her newborn son Ichabod, symbolic of the fact that the glory of God had been removed from Israel. But now the nation under Samuel has been led to repentance. They've been led to give themselves uniquely to the Lord God of Israel, to only serve Him, to obey Him, and to follow Him. And God gave them, after that commitment, God gave them this incredible victory over the Philistines. And Samuel, as in homage to what God had done, erected those memorial stones. Again, not to himself, not to his leadership skills, not to his prowess in battle, but to the mercies and the goodness of the Lord God, naming that monument Ebenezer. To this point, surely the Lord has helped us. Now, the story this week has been about Samuel, and the prayer has been about me and you. I believe all of us can testify today, for sure, we can tell of our hard times. There may even be those moments when we have cried out, when it rains, it really pours. But through all of that, should I say, through our ups and downs, through all the experiences that our lives have brought us, including a 15-month-long pandemic period, through all of that, I believe today every one of us can look up at our Ebenezer and say, thus the Lord has helped us. And so we end our week with a tremendous word of gratitude for His goodness. Father, as you were with Samuel, you called out to him and you called him. He built a life of integrity and commitment to you, and you stayed with him every moment of his journey. Throughout his life, we find that he held every leadership position available to the Jewish people. At one time or another, Samuel held every one of those positions. And here he is in today's story, building another monument to you and calling it Ebenezer. Thus far, the Lord has helped us. The path from Ichabod to Ebenezer is marked by repentance and new commitment to you. And Lord, today we turn in that direction. We repent of our failure and we commit ourselves to be yours and to listen to your voice every day of our lives. Amen.